Well, this is a nice story, and we thought we would bring it to our audience. Former New South Wales Sheffield Shield coach and part owner of Red Zell, John Medland. He joins us now. G'day, John.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Great to have you on board, mate. How are you feeling? What a weekend.
I think I'm about halfway down Everest, getting pretty close to the basement now. It's been such a ride.
It's a tough climb too, mate. It was an exceptional experience, I'm sure. And what a race. It has been so successful.
The whole experience has been successful. I've done a couple of previous interviews and they asked about the concept. And initially you think, oh, it's a bit elitist. But, you know, as time went on, I think what Peter Volandis has done and John Massara, previously to Peter, it's just been extraordinary. And Darren Pearce and Laurie Macri at the ATC, they've just got behind it. And you can see that, look, people keep calling us battlers. We're great Australians. And you've got a group in She Will Reign. And syndication is just the way to go. And it's just been fantastic.
It is great to see the sport of kings where you can rub shoulders with some of the elite. And it was a terrific story for Racing New South Wales. I was a bit with you, John. In the very, very beginning, I thought it might have been a case of the rich just get richer. But this is a tremendous result for the race to see. I think there's 19 in your squad. Is that right? And I mentioned yesterday yourself.
17,
and there's
actually, but 17, yeah. I think it is.
17.
But then we've got a couple of syndication part owners.
In that.
There's one of what they call the 10 players. So there's actually 10 syndicate owners in that syndicate.
Wow.
But so all up, I think there's about 30 of us. And a diverse group of guys and women. And look, honestly, it's just so warm and so, rapturous to be with. The groups, they're excitable.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, I like the link with a lot of sports people can get involved and are involved in horses, but particularly, John, when it comes to cricketers, Steve Smith, Dave Warner, I think Enriquez is involved. They love their racing.
They do, but they're earning a lot more money than us blokes were back in
the 80s. Well, not anymore, mate. Not after the Everest.
No. We've got our share and James Aaron takes his share. But look, all in all, it's just fantastic. And we had a breakfast for about 23 of us on Saturday. We just sort of thanked the Triple Crown boys and the Snowdens. But, you know, all of them are interested in buying back into another horse next year. And I think, look, that's the exciting thing about it. I've had eight with Triple Crown. The first bloke, he won two races, but he wasn't much chop. And then we got another one that won six races and 270,000. But this guy, he's just something else. He's come from there. Look, Saturday night I said to Peter, mate, we had a $40 million tag on him once. You cost us a stallion, but you got us the Everest. He just burst into tears.
Yeah. Don't worry. He might not have been any good if he kept his crown jewels.
This is true.
Yeah,
this
you never true. Know. John, can I take you back? And we're lucky enough to be chatting with John Medlin, who's one of the part owners, part of the syndicate that was lucky enough to have Red Zell on the weekend win the Tab Everest. Can I take you back to the cricket days, John? Because 82-83, you're actually the Sheffield Shield coach and New South Wales won the title that year and they broke a fair drought. Firstly, can you give me a little bit of your cricket background and how you became coach of New South?
Yes, I played cricket with North Sydney and I didn't get to the top level because when I was at my peak, I was in the Colts squad a few times, played second 11 cricket for New South Wales and also played baseball. And basically, Peter Spence, who was the director of coaching at the time, he encouraged me to go and do my coaching certificate, and I got to the level four level. And Peter Philpott, who was a coach at the time, I was currently looking after the New South Wales Colts, and we had a successful tour of Western Australia.
Right.
Peter was away in England with the Australian side and came back with some heart problems and stood down halfway through the 81-82 season, and I was asked would I fill in, and I said, quite gratefully, yes. But I said, I've never played test cricket. You know, what do I do with these blokes? And they said, that's your job. You're the coach. So from that year, we finished up second because it was a different point system.
Right.
the following year, which was the 82-83 season, they introduced a finals period, and we happened to win it, as you said, 16 years without a trophy on the New South Wales board, but we got up. I mean, mind you, we had an absolutely brilliant team. Rick McCosker was captain. We had Jeff Lawson, Lenny Pascoe, Bobby Holland, Steve Rickson, Johnny Dyson. I mean, it was almost a test side.
Good side.
Western Australia were equally as strong. They had Lillian Marsh and Kim Hughes and a lot of good players. So it was a great final. It went the full 5 days and very exciting. So basically that's my involvement. Then they decided to go down the path of Bob Simpson.
And
I stuck around for a while, and Slats would have worked pretty immensely under Bob.
Yes,
and
I did.
So then I sort of moved into golf. I was at Oatlands for 25 years, where you are, TK.
Yeah, I am.
Yep. And that was my real move to getting Redzel, because a couple of colleagues there, they had the dam, Millrich, and she ran in the Golden Slipper, and basically, I think she won the Sweet Embrace. She ran third in the Golden Slipper. And when this opportunity came up, I looked at, I've had four schnitzels. And basically, the dam sold me, because she was a pretty speedy horse. And I thought, this little bloke, he looks good to me. Not knowing that he was orphaned, you know, 3 weeks after Mum was passed away. And I think that's part of the strength of this little bloke, that he's just got a heart of gold, and he's got a high cruising speed. And so that's really the cricketing side of it.
Yeah.
It's now into racing. Now I've been involved with Triple Crown in 8 horses, and this one's been a journey and a ride that none of us are ever going to forget. The money, yeah, that's nice, but it's the friendship and the people that you see and you meet. And, you know, I ran into a colleague that's in She Will Reign, and he said, good luck, and may the best horse win. And I think that's what it's all about. But, Terry, the biggest thing that I think came out of it was going to the races Saturday and seeing 33,000 people. Mum and Dad used to take me out there as a kid, you know, like when I was about 8 or 10, when Tullet was running, Todman was running. You get 60,000, but there was no grandstand.
No.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It was fantastic scenes, and it was a success. Not even the narc, who's a regular caller to this program, John, I don't think could find fault.
I know he will.
Yeah, I don't think he could even find fault with what happened. We just wanted to say congratulations, and cricketers have changed a little bit now, John. They can afford plenty of horses.
Well, John, yeah, and that's what I want to ask you before you go, John. What are your thoughts on the modern game?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's terrific. There's a lot more volatility that you see going around now to what it used to be. There's always been sledging in cricket, but what happened the other day at North Sydney Oval at my old ground, a bit of a farce, I thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are summing up, oh, geez, we got the two fastest bowlers in Australia and we better call this off. I mean, I mean, New South Wales had the bat the whole time through, and I just think it turned cricket into a farce, and it just makes a sad indictment of what should have been probably a pretty good game. I don't know what was wrong with the wicket, but there they've been scoring, you know, hundreds and hundreds of runs regularly at North Sydney Oval. But Sunday it was a different matter. I just don't know why, but somebody should be looked at anyway.
Absolutely, John, and I think they are. I hope the system changes in the future. We thank you for your time. It's a great story, mate, and keep enjoying racing.
Good on you, John.
Thank you very much, boys, and it's great to be part of racing.
No, well done, mate.
Well done. John Medlin, and that's right, syndication. You don't have to be a multi or a big wig to be involved in the sport of kings, and that's the great thing that syndication in particular has horse racing thriving in this country. John Medlin there, the coach of the New South Wales Shield team back in 82-83, nearly by default. Then they won the competition, and now he wins the Tab Everest. So he's got a few stories for the old dinner table, hasn't he? Good on him. John Medlin there.